All right, ladies and gentlemen, time to shift gears a little bit as we head into Ukraine for a couple of minutes with the former Army Intelligence Captain Kenneth Bombace, also the President and CEO of Global Threat Solutions, multiple locations on both coasts. As we kind of delve into things from yesterday, as far as significance, where Finland's president and prime minister announced that their country should apply right away to join NATO. That is of significance as far as Ukraine will kind of correlate that. The fight in Ukraine continues. Obviously, you have 12 missiles, Russian missiles, hit an oil refinery, other infrastructure. This was in the central industrial city of Kremenchuk. And the president there, Zelensky, charged in his nightly address that those strikes had hit schools in the Chernihiv region. So there's a lot going on. We welcome in the captain. The beat goes on. Finland wants to join NATO. Russia's warning of retaliation. And here we go again.
Morning, Jay. Yeah, that's the big news right now, is that Finland is within days probably of announcing the joining NATO, and Sweden soon to follow right behind them. And of course, it's got the attention of Vladimir Putin and Russia, and they've already sworn to retaliate if that happens. And, you know, I think these have been countries that have remained neutral for so long, but they see this is a real threat now. Nobody anticipated this a few years ago, and now they're afraid, essentially. And this is critical, too, because for NATO and for the West, because now it's going to strengthen our presence in the Baltics and specifically improve NATO's presence in the Baltic Sea. And I think these are the things that are, provoking Vladimir Putin right now to try and put a stop to this. He knows at this point there's nothing he could do, I think, to stop them from joining. But there will be retaliation. I guess the question is, what exactly will that be?
That's the thing right now. And, you know, you look at everything here. I mean, this is quite a thing. Let's not forget Sweden also considering joining NATO and could do the same within days. And that's a big turnaround, Cap, for both countries. Finland having adopted, when you think about it, neutrality after World War II. Sweden having avoided military alliances for more than a couple of centuries now. But they're thinking and their public opinion shifting dramatically after this invasion of Ukraine in February led to a lot of fears that they could be in Moscow's sights as well because of their proximity to Russia. So, you know, those are interesting situations. And let's not forget Sweden. And that's a blow to Russia because Putin had hoped to divide, when you think about it, right? His whole MO was to divide and push back NATO in Europe. But the invasion has caused the opposite to happen when you think about it because, you know, if you listen to the foreign ministry of Russia warning yesterday in response to this announcement that they're going to be forced to take retaliatory steps, military,
yep,
technical, other characteristics, who knows, in order to counter the threats to its national security. This is from Russia. So, you know, you got a lot of backbone on here now.
Right. I mean, this would be outlandish to think a little while ago, right, Finland and Sweden, that Russia would be a legitimate, immediate threat to them militarily. And now they're very concerned. This has woken them up. And exactly what you said, this is exactly why Putin launched this invasion, was to prevent NATO from spreading along his borders. And that's exactly the opposite effect it's having. Now everybody wants to be a part of this alliance. And I think that's a good thing, Jay. I think NATO became, you know, ineffective and had no real mission, and now they do. I think everyone's learning this. It took this, finally, for funding to step up at all of these NATO member countries. Now everyone realizes how serious this is, and we're going to finally invest, and it's more than that. They have to pick up the tempo of training and equipment and invest in NATO as a real alliance that's going to be able to prevent a threat like this. Russia, a nuclear power who's moving to another country right now. And I think in that sense, it's a good thing. But it's going to be interesting to see how Russia responds to this. Are we looking at possible cyber attacks, which they're famous for, or something maybe escalated from that?
Yeah, no question. We talked about those missiles hitting that oil refinery and other infrastructure. That's in that central industrial city of Kremenchuk. Zelensky said those strikes had hit some schools in the Chernihiv region. So, you know, you have this going on right now. Ukrainian officials claimed to have struck a Russian logistics ship that was in the Black Sea. It was just trying to deliver some sort of an anti-aircraft system to Snake Island over there. Apparently, according to the reports, the ship was badly damaged. Not to believe, though, to have sunk. You remember the last one that we saw the footage of. But, you know, that's what's going on. So those strikes did hit the schools in that region. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what the reports are saying. And we're seeing a lot of things being literally unearthed right now. You see in Mariupol at that theater, too. There's overhead satellite images of Russia excavating that area, and everyone's still, you know, trying to find out exactly what they're doing, but it looks like they're probably trying to hide war crimes is what they're doing. They've denied targeting that theater that had up to 300 people in there. Now all of a sudden they have construction equipment and cranes excavating that site. And I think what's going on is parallel to this military operation that Putin has going. He has a massive operation trying to hide all of the war crimes and humanitarian violations that we've seen since the beginning of this conflict. So, you know, I think that'll be a big question following this, the immediate conflict. When this subsides, is how are we going to move forward with that? This has been a tremendous evidence of war crimes going on since the beginning of this. How are we going to handle this? You know, what if Vladimir Putin just simply doesn't cooperate? And I think that's going to be a question we have to answer going forward right now. It's not just, you know, this conflict so much bigger than Ukraine. Right now, we have just in the last week, China sent an attack helicopter over the Taiwan Strait while we were patrolling there. And it might not sound like it's a big deal, but it's the first time since 2020 that that has happened. And at the same time, North Korea, leading up to Biden's visit to South Korea, they just launched 3 ballistic missiles towards the Sea of Japan. So I think these are questions we can't just ignore. We can't just say, all right, and that's my fear, Jay, is we're going to see things subside a bit, and Americans are going to get back, and the West is going to get back to life as usual and kind of ignore this because we don't want to deal with it. This needs to be dealt with. These problems are not going away right now. We need solutions.
No question. Cap just gave you 2 things, folks. China flying an attack helicopter in the Strait of Taiwan. All this while a patrol ship, the United States, was there. First time since year 2020 on that. And North Korea is still playing its games regarding missile launches. And we haven't really heard a response from the president on that, have we? So, and he's about to make his way to South Korea. So those are developments there. Finally, you know, you bring up the war crimes deal. The trial of that Russian soldier that we spoke about yesterday, since the invasion began, I believe it's going to be today in Kyiv. The captured member of a Russian tank unit accused of shooting and killing an unarmed 62-year-old civilian man. This was in the opening week of the war. So we don't know the plea of this soldier yet. I don't believe I read that, Cap. You know, that to me maybe sets a tone as far as what could happen down the road here regarding this trial.
Yeah, and I think this, what we're seeing is this is Ukraine actually trying him, and there's going to be obviously the International Criminal Court. We might see more activity with them going forward. But look at how micro this is. It's one soldier who shot an unarmed civilian. Can you imagine how many cases there are like this in this conflict? How many tens of thousands of cases if they were to move forward and get evidence? You know, they're actually building it like a criminal case where they have video footage, and they're building a criminal case against a soldier. How many cases might we have going forward for years trying to target all the people and indict all of these people who have committed war crimes? And I hate to say it, that's a minor war crime compared to some of the allegations that we've heard about mass graves. And how about every time they intentionally target a civilian building, an apartment building, and they kill hundreds of people? And that's been something that's been going on since the very beginning of this conflict. This is going to be, I think this is going to, we're going to have to design a system right now how to handle this. You know, no one anticipated we'd be looking at war crimes in such a mass scale right now in Europe. And there's got to be an answer to this. And it can't just be that let's, you know, sweep this under the rug because Putin has nukes and we don't want to provoke them right now. We have to move forward with these war crimes, tribunals, and indict people.
Must. That is a must to carry on here. Significance, though, is Finland and Sweden, ladies and gentlemen, regarding joining NATO, not sitting well as far as Putin and some of their other heads of state over there regarding their national security. That's what they feel, but we'll keep an eye on that. The captain, Kenneth Bombace, former Army Intelligence Captain, of course, President and CEO of Global Threat Solutions. I'm sure we'll be chatting over the weekend and monitoring. Look forward to the next time, sir. Thanks so much.
Excellent, Jay. Yep, we'll talk soon.